And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with my good friend Robert here from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello,
how are you, Robert?
Everybody. I'm doing good.
Yeah, and we have some great guests today.
Yes, we do.
We're going to have someone from Arizona Breeze, Retractable Screen Doors, Craft 2M, Eagles Can Fly, and SignalsAZ.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's been our pleasure to be a supporter of United Animal Friends and their goal of reducing the population of homeless pets. They are on a rescue mission. And at Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals. So to partner with them in their fundraising efforts is a natural. With that in mind, set aside Saturday, August 4th as the day you and all your dog friends have lunch together on the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. Once again, it's the Woof Down Lunch presented by United Animal Friends. Olson's for Healthy Animals is proud to be a major sponsor of this great fundraising event. For a $20 donation, you get a delish picnic lunch, and your dog gets a handmade pet bowl that you fill with packaged goodies like Nutrisource pet food at the Olson's booth. There will also be live music, parades, vendors, games, raffles, contests, demos, pet adoptions, and much more to complete your day at Woof Down Lunch Saturday, August 4th from 10 till 3 on the historic Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. See you there. Good enough just isn't.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you have the honor to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm glad to introduce Arizona Breeze Retractable Screen Doors. Janet Conrad is here representing Arizona Screen Doors. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the Arizona Screen Door part.
Okay.
Of it.
Well, I actually grew up in Arizona, Flagstaff, but we ended up coming back to Prescott because we just love the small town feel of it rather than university town of Flagstaff. So that's what brought us here. And what brought us here also was starting our retractable screen door business. So this is our 15th year. We moved here in 2004 and also started the business at that time.
Wow, that's
and
a long time.
It was a long time.
Yeah,
and interesting, a lot of people would say things like we'd go to the home shows here, and people would go, what is that? And in the beginning, so 15 years ago, people hadn't really heard much of retractable screen doors, at least here in Arizona. They've been around for about 50-plus years, mostly in California. And now we get calls, I've been wanting two or three of those. I'm glad you're still here.
I think everybody needs them.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes them so special?
Well, the neat thing about retractables is they roll to the side, sort of like the pull-down blinds that people have seen, but they roll to the side with a spring, so it kind of retracts on its own. And the benefit is when you need a screen door, you pull it across. It has a latch, so you have a screen. But the best part is when you don't want a screen door, the screen is completely covered in its housing, and so it's protected from the elements, and it's out of your view shed, too. So if you have a beautiful front door, you don't want to cover up with another door, then it just fits into its framing. So we actually install a full frame for that screen to be in. And, of course, the frames are in different colors that match or complement your home.
Nice.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
So, yeah, yeah. So at Arizona Breeze Retractable Screen Doors, we've actually been installing the same door the entire time. So we've seen the longevity of the door. It's been a great product. And we can screen in anything that is 8 foot wide up to 8 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So most single doors are either 7 or 8 feet tall is standard. And then we can go up to about 4 feet wide. So some people have an oversized front door. We can always accommodate that.
Right.
And then we can go do double French doors as well. And so that product, you have two screens that meet
in
the middle.
So they kind of meet in the middle. Okay.
They do,
wow.
Yeah. But every brand is a little bit different. And I have to say ours is the industry leader in that. So imagine two screens, one on either side of your French door. One pulls across, and instead of having to latch it yourself, it has an automatic locking mechanism. Mm. And so it has a spring that shoots a lock into place. And so that way, if you, don't want to open both your doors, you can leave one shut, get half the airflow. And then the other door meets in the middle of that other door, just like a single door would. The latch is a full-length magnet, so there's a really great seal there. You can have a lot of breeze, wind coming through your door.
I love the name. I just love the Arizona Breeze part of the name.
Oh,
like,
I know. I
see you say that, but yeah, I need one of those.
Yeah,
I just love that. Now, the screen themselves, the screens are they're pretty heavy-duty screens.
They are, yeah. And they are a couple – I do want to talk about the screens. That's actually a really great question. We get that a lot. One is the screen is a little bit heavier duty, or it is made for this kind of a system and for that pulling action. But – with a retractable, so most people see a screen door and it is tight on all four sides, if you can imagine your typical screen door. So it is stretched and tight. So let's say a dog scratches it or a person runs through a screen like that. Because it's so tight, what happens is it either rips the screen, it might come off its track. There's a number of things that can happen if, you know, somebody runs through it pretty forcefully, or a dog or something like that. With a retractable screen door, it has give to it because of that spring. And so what happens, let's say your dog decides that he wants to see something outside, and he starts to put his paw up against this screen, it's going to give because it has that extra.
Instead of going right through.
Right, yeah. And it's not tight on all four sides. So, and then let's say you barrels into it. What will happen eventually is the magnet will open up just like if you were opening the door, and it will protect the screen, so it will open on its own. So it's a very reliable, much more durable product than a traditional screen door. And of course, aesthetically, it's real pleasing, you know, to the eye.
Mm-hmm. Looks really good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that you're a leader in your industry and you only focus on this particular product or service, I should say.
Yep, exactly. So in Prescott, in the Prescott Valley, this whole area, this is our 15th year. We're the only company here in Prescott that has been doing this product for that long. When we first started, there was one competitor, and he came out of Phoenix. And so it has grown from there. Of course, you can get the same product elsewhere. However, we only install the retractable screen doors. So we've decided to concentrate and be really good at this particular product. It is a little bit trickier to install because it does roll and it does retract sideways kind of against gravity. It does need to be installed properly. And so one of our biggest selling points is our installation is 100% guaranteed. So, and because that's all we do, all of the guys that work for us are trained by the owner, my husband. And, of course, my husband does also install. So, but whoever does install for us, including him, has those experiences. And just there's different ways to make it install correctly.
Very interesting. Now, and can these be custom made as well?
Actually, every door is custom.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So it's
and
custom,
you build on the spot,
and,
it sounds
yep,
like.
And maybe yep. different colors too,
yep.
and all of that. So
yep. So we have different color
special.
Frames. Different color frames. So if you have a white doorway, we have white. We have a bunch of colors in between, but far ends, white and black, of course. And every door is custom made on site. So and every door is standard size, but they're not always standard. You know, if a house shifts or anything like that, a doorway might not be completely square.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a door that was.
I don't want to say that. But,
right, exactly.
So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let our listeners know where you're located and anything else that you want to share with them?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. So we are Arizona Breeze Retractable Screen Doors. Our phone number is 928-533-3336, and you can also catch us on the web at AB for Arizona Breeze, so abretractable.com. So if you just remember the Arizona Breeze, you'll be able to find us in the area.
And any specials that you guys may have right now?
We do, yeah.
This is the season for it.
Yeah, sure is.
If you're listening to this program, we would love to offer you a discount. So we could say $25 off any single door, or $50 off a double door. And that can be a French door, or if you have one of the larger sliding glass doors, I know those are becoming more popular, the triple sliding doors. As long as the opening is not over 8 feet, we can do that as well.
Nice. So just mention Talk of the Town and
Talk of
get
the
a
town.
Discount at
yep.
Arizona Breeze.
Exactly.
Doors.
Right.
Well, Janet, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being a part of the chamber. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, we're glad
and,
to be here.
And anything we can do to help, we're here to do so.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks
for having me.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll be right back.
We do. did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is from craft2m.com. Kadu is here representing craft2.com. It's Kadu Medina, did I say that correctly?
Yep, that is correct.
Very cool. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the craft2m.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually craft2m. Craft2m.com is the URL.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
We are a marketing agency. I've been here in Prescott since 2011. That's when I founded craft2m. And we do marketing. That's what we do. We help small businesses, small and medium businesses, through marketing services.
And what about yourself? I know you've been in town for
that's right. Well, with that name, you know, people are always wondering, like, Kadu what?
Kadu,
Kadu.
Yeah, so Kadu. I'm originally.
At least you remember the name.
That's right. No, and you know what? That's a blessing already because, and it's such a different name. I am originally from Brazil. I came to the U.S. In 2002, spent some time in San Francisco before I moved to Prescott, and I've been here since 2007, so I kind of feel like a local now. But I've been in marketing since I got my first year in college. You know, I play music. I have beautiful kids. We go camping. So I do all the good stuff that, you know, a young parent would do, and I run my business on the side. I say that my family is my first occupation, then comes the business, have a lot of fun with it, and enjoy being in Prescott very much.
Well, we're glad to have you with the Prescott Chamber.
Yes.
And, you know, you talk about you just do marketing. You do a lot. You do a great job with that, and you do a lot more than that. So you want to talk a little bit more about what you're up to these days?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Explaining what marketing is always a kind of tough thing to say, but I like to say that marketing is anything that it takes for you to produce something, a product or a service, and take it to the market and sell it and, you know, have that product or service meet the audience you created for. So anything in between is considered marketing. And that's one of the things that really fascinated me way back in college when I, you know, was going through my education and all that. It's a complex business process that really fascinated me. And it's not just the promotion of it. It's everything that it takes, right? There's like all kinds of formulas to kind of explain marketing, but the four P's, right? The product, the price, you know, the promotion, a point of sale, all that stuff. So I've always been a huge fan of marketing. And because of that, I, you know, made marketing not just a career for me. I made it almost like a purpose. I feel like I always want to be helpful to people that maybe don't understand that so much. So when I came to Prescott and created a Craft2M and started working with businesses in town, I made sure that I wasn't just being the, you know, the advertising agency or the marketing agency that was there when clients had money to come in and spend money with me and produce some kind of marketing. I wanted more than that. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to educate. I want to be able to answer questions, just to be there to help the community really grow, get better. And that's what's been, you know, fascinating for me. And it's really exciting is that I've been able to accomplish a lot of that in the 11 years that I've been here. And the chamber has helped me immensely to, in that, because I talk to businesses all the time, every day. I get phone calls and they're not my clients, and I still go out and have coffee with them. And, you know, I brainstorm with these guys. I love being in a room filled with business people asking questions and simulating scenarios and trying to learn best practice from each other. This is something that really, I'm really passionate about. I host a podcast and I interview small businesses with interesting stories with the goal of sharing. Okay. Share with us, with the community, what you have done right that's been good for you, so, you know, we can spread that wealth with everybody else. So this is what I've been doing. It's not just the marketing agency kind of thing, being passive, waiting for businesses to come. I'm out there. I'm answering phone calls. I'm volunteering. I'm speaking in events. You know, I'm hosting workshops every now and then. Most of the time, I'm just at a restaurant or at a bar being approached, and I, okay, yeah, let's get coffee, let's have a drink, and then talk a little bit more about marketing. I love doing that. That's what I do. I, and not just marketing, but making marketing available to all businesses so that we can all really enjoy what we do.
Absolutely. And I could tell you from the classes that you put on with the chamber last year, people are still talking about those classes. Your energy and your, professionalism and your enthusiasm really pays off, and it's just exciting to see that.
No, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So if folks want to get a hold of you, like our business community out there that may be listening, how would they get in touch with you? I mean, we've already kind of talked about your website, but let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the easiest way would be to go to the website, craft2m.com, and it's not craft, for those of you listening out there. People always get confused.
It's not my craft, I talk funny.
You said craft2m perfectly, yeah. But, you know, it sounds like that. So it's C-R-A-F, number two, letter M, uh-huh. As in Mary, .com, and there's a contact form there. Anyone can call me or email me there if you guys want to call me. It's 928-273-1536. And like I said, I'm available to the business community in town. I really, really enjoy talking to anyone. I would love to have more local businesses on my podcast. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. And as you can tell, I'm passionate about that stuff. So please contact me if you want to talk marketing.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you're working on right now that you can talk about?
Oh, super excited to have been awarded here the new airport service account.
Yes.
Through the city of Prescott.
Nice.
And we just can't stop working on that. It's been the busiest last 2-3 days that we started working on this account, and I am super thrilled to be working with the city, with the chamber, and everybody else from the airport. So, you know, look out, because there's some cool, exciting campaigns and good stuff coming up about this service.
Well, we're so excited about it, and that's going to make such a difference to have that airline service in our own Prescott. I've already
Absolutely.
I booked one of the first tickets, and I'm looking forward to flying out from Prescott many more times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a big traveler, too, so I'm excited to be able to actually fly right out of my backyard.
Absolutely. Well, Kadu, thank you so much for being a part of the chamber and the community and for being on our show today. We appreciate that.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah. They're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and I'm here to introduce our next guest, and I'm so excited, and I always have fun with this because I'm going to introduce Sherry and Linda from the Republican Women of Prescott.
Correct.
And we're so happy to have you on our show today.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and we want to jump right in and talk about, you have some fun things to share to our listeners.
Yes,
and
we
first
do.
First of all, maybe just tell a little bit about the group, and I know there's something special coming up.
Yes, the Republican Women of Prescott, we are the largest federated Republican women's group in the nation right here in Prescott, Arizona, with over 700 members. We also have men, 150 men,
175,
and some student members also, but that's our claim to fame. Yes, it is.
That is a great claim to fame.
Well, in addition, we've been here since 1942, so we're in our 76th year in Prescott.
We celebrated our 75th anniversary last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations. I think I remember having you on the show to talk about that.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
And Linda, you're our Monday volunteer as well. I got to throw that out there
the
Prescott Chamber.
I've been doing that now, and I know Robert can probably tell me how
much. I would just say a few years. We love having Linda.
It's 3 years.
Volunteer.
It's so much fun.
She volunteers everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, I know you have something special coming up that you want to share, so why don't we go ahead and talk about your upcoming event that you want to talk to us about.
For the last 3 years, we've had a main event, and we've brought in, our first guest was Dinesh D'Souza. Second year was Judge Jeanine Pirro. Last year we did Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. And this year we're very excited to bring Sean Spicer, who was the press secretary for President Donald Trump. And this, our main event, goes to fund our scholarship program every year. And last year, we were able to award over $16,000 to 12 young Republicans heading off to college. And it's the most we've, it was a record year for us last year, the $16,000.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
And the proceeds from our main event goes to fund our scholarship program. So we are so excited to be able to help all the young people in Yavapai County.
This, you're always known for bringing in really high-end speakers, and this, you're not disappointing again this year. And what is the date, and where is this located at?
This year, our main event is going to be on Saturday, August 18th. We have a VIP reception where you can meet Mr. Spicer and get your photo taken with him and book signing. And it's on Saturday, August 18th at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. The VIP reception is from 5 to 6:30, and then the main event starts from 7 to 9:30. So he'll be speaking from 7 to 9:30 in the college there.
Wow.
And he has his new book coming out just right before our event, which is called The Briefing.
Okay.
Which should be very interesting, and that's what he'll be signing at our event. So we'll be having some books available, plus we've been pre-selling them at our club.
So tickets are on sale. How many can you hold in it at that event?
Location. About, there's close to 1,100. I think it's 1048.
Good, good.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good size. It's a perfect venue for our
town. Wonderful. Yes. But tickets are on sale now, and I know they go fast because you usually sell out with these programs.
Yeah, the tickets are on sale now. You can go to www.ycpac.com or 928-776-2000 and purchase your tickets online or over the phone.
And I'm pretty sure we probably have this on our calendar as well.
We absolutely do.
Yeah, we do.
I believe Linda put it on herself.
Oh, that's great. Well, that sounds exciting. What else do you have going on?
Well, we every month we do a Las Fuentes program from Republican Women. And this month, on August 17th, we're going to be having speed campaigning with the local candidates here. And it's going to be from 2:30 to 4 o'clock at Las Fuentes. And so if you want to come over and get to know the candidates and ask them questions, that'd be a great opportunity for you to do that then.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, again, why don't you give our listeners your contact information so if they want to get involved or go to your event, where would they go again?
You can go onto our website. It's www.rwop.info. And we are also, every month, we have a luncheon. And our luncheon is coming up on August 13th, this Monday, August 13th. And we are continuing our candidate series. We've been doing that every month to educate our members and bring the candidates, Republican candidates, before our membership. And so this month we're going to have Congressman Gosar and Senator Karen Fan, Darlene Packard, and the three will be speaking.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
And you have tickets available for that as well?
Well, the luncheon, if you want to make a reservation, you can call Elsie at 778-0235, or you can also go online at www.rwop.info, and you can link on to the luncheon link there and make your reservation online.
Perfect. Well, Sherry and Linda, we thank you so much for being on our show today, and thank you for what you do for our community.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Sherry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Salt River Project says Tuesday broke records for power use.
As you are well aware, we are in the midst of a pretty hot week. And when you combine that with humidity from monsoon activity, you get people who and businesses are using a lot of energy to stay comfortable.
SRP's Scott Harrelson says the utility delivered an over 7,200 megawatt retail peak demand between 5 and 6 p.m. This evening, you can learn about Yavapai College's home building program.
The college's Career and Technical Education Center is reinstating its construction program, which was closed due to the economic downturn. This August, the two-semester program will start at the center on Ruger Road in Prescott. At 6 tonight, Yavapai College will provide a free informational session on the program at the center. The construction certificate has just 2 days of classes per week, with 3 days of paid work making up the rest. The first semester will teach students skills such as framing, roofing, siding, and flooring. The second semester teaches finished carpentry. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny, continued very hot, a 10% chance of a spot storm today through Friday, 20% this weekend. Cooling after bedtime to the upper 60s in the Prescott Quad Cities, back up to a breezy 97 tomorrow, 92 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a partly cloudy evening, and you'll cool off to about 75 while you sleep. Mostly sunny and dangerously hot Thursday high, near 108, Friday and Saturday 100, a 10 to 20% chance
chance of spot showers across the area through Monday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQNA.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guests are from Eagles Can Fly Incorporated, Mr. Doug Cannon and Mr. Marshall Burnett. They're here to talk about the new company. And welcome as new chamber members, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
First off, I want to thank Jerry Jones for helping us get this going of the score. And also Stacy and Dee of Goodwill. And Todd Mason of the Chamber of Commerce. And thanks. I'm Doug Cannon, and I started Eagles Could Fly years ago. I went to Yavapai College. Got my degree in computer science. My legs wore out, back wore out from construction. So I went back to school, got my degree, went to work for Yavapai College for about 8 years, part-time, full-time. Started my own business, American Networking. And now I kind of semi-retired, so I got a little time, and I can put a little effort into helping our veterans. And that's what this is all about. Let's see.
My name is Marshall Burnett. Doug kind of got me into computers when I first moved up here, mm-hmm. and I started going to school at Yavapai College. I'm going for their computer networking technology degree. But yeah, it was funny how we got this all started. Doug had the idea for a long time, and he asked me if I wanted to help out with it, and I was like, yeah, sure, what do you need? And he was like, well, we need a website first, and 2 hours later, I send them the link to the website. I'm like, okay, I need your credit card number now.
There's always a catch.
You like those great ideas, huh?
Yeah,
that's great. 2 hours for a website? That must be a world record.
Oh, I bet. But
I might have to talk to you.
it's a beautiful website, and fortunately, it was that expensive, so it worked out pretty good.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And so you help veterans, and how do you do that?
We teach them computer and phone skills. We are going to try to get some grants through SCORE, and Jerry's working on that right now. And when we get the grant, we're going to buy laptops for the veterans, the refurbished laptops, the i7 dual quad processors, 8 gig of RAM, and their Latitudes. They're the business model of Dell. They're really, really put together good. And what we're going to do is we're going to have one for each guy at Goodwill. Goodwill's going to let us teach there.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
And then, yeah. And then when they get done with our course, which is 3 months, it's pretty comprehensive. They get done with the course, we'll give them the laptop to take with them.
Oh, wow.
Because the refurbished laptop will have a year warranty on it. So all their Medica data could be on there, their applications for work, because you just don't go knock on a door anymore, go get a job like
right,
you used to.
Right, right.
And, medical jobs, college, we can get them into, because I know everybody at the college, so does Marshall. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan.
So it sounds like a really good training opportunity for our veterans.
Yes, it is.
And there's quite a few veterans in the Prescott area.
17% of the population.
Wow.
So. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And so they actually get to have the computer afterwards.
Yes, they take it with them.
And
they
that's
something. So that's incentive to complete the class, too. Mm-hmm. It would cost more for me to reload it and play with it.
Right.
And get it going for the next batch of veterans. Then I would just to give it to them, and I think giving it to them is a great thing.
Absolutely.
It's a great tool for them too.
Yeah.
To either go back to school or to search for a new job.
Exactly, and there's a lot of resources in this area for them to take advantage of going back to school.
Definitely.
If they get done with our course, we can say, okay, now just go over to the left at Goodwill here,
yeah,
and you can apply for a job if you want.
There you go.
Because they'll know how to get down on their computers and actually run them. I'm checking it out. That place is marvelous.
Oh, that's great news to hear.
Yeah.
Now, have either of you served?
No.
Okay.
Let
so this own. Is just for the compassion of helping veterans.
Well, I was lucky enough to be free to go back to school and accomplish what I've done. And you know, I've lived in a free society because of these people. So I owe them something.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I know I saw you at our last, we started these veteran business mixers, and I know that you were there as our new members. And
yes.
But I didn't really, you know, we went around and introduced ourselves, but to hear what you're doing is just great work.
Yeah, appreciate
we
that.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to have our first classes in October.
Yeah.
And they'll be at the Goodwill.
Yeah. Everything's in place for our business model. Everything's in place, our incorporation, our 501c3, our nonprofit status, all of it's in there. All we got to do is get a couple of grants and we can fly with this thing.
And for more information, where can folks go to learn about Eagles Can Fly?
www.eaglescanfly.org. Check out the site. There's a donor page. Donors.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
We have a few more minutes, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Every dollar would help. So,
very good. Like, how do you get the refurbished computers? Where do they come from?
They come from Austin, Texas. I have a place down there.
Okay.
So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
We're hoping that we can talk Dell into maybe donating some.
Yeah, I've got to talk to Mr. Dell, see what he can
do. There you go. There you go. And then so your part in this is you put together the website.
Yeah. And probably start taking over advertising when it gets to that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we're kind of almost there.
Almost there, yeah, with classes coming up in October.
Yeah.
Right.
What great work that, I mean, this is just exciting. I didn't realize that this is what you were working on.
We're going to have other teachers and other classes. If we get this one particular grant, it will go for 1 year. We can teach 4 classes quarterly.
40 vets.
So we're going to do. Wow. We're going to teach 40 vets in the year.
Wow. So, Marshall, you write the grants, too? So you're a grant writer or learning to write grants?
I've wrote a couple of them, but fortunately, Jerry's going to help us out with
good.
Writer.
That's the way to get them. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Grant writer is what you need, folks.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Bring the pros in for sure.
They'll help us out.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate having you on our show and being part of the chamber.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate what you're doing for our veterans here in this area.
Yeah.
And again, where would they go to get in touch with you?
On our website, www.eaglescanfly.org, or they can call us on our phone number if you want to tell them. My number is 928-273-3786. Ask for Doug.
Or you can pick up a beautiful brochure at the Visitor Information Center downtown.
Yes,
true.
Absolutely.
Yep. Go to the chamber. They got all our stuff there, too.
You betcha. Well, thank you for all your great work.
Thank you.
Bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top-quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest, our last guest.
Wow. It's been a fun show.
Wow. The best for last.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, our next guest is SignalsAZ.com, Guy Rogenson.
Did that well.
SignalsAZ.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, folks. Happy to be here.
Did you notice I said it twice?
It's all right. I like that.
Kind of a marketer, too.
SignalsAZ.com. Thank you. Four times. Let's count them as we go. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me,
Absolutely.
Sherry.
Absolutely. Guy, it's great to see you again. Why don't you tell us what you're working on here?
Well, in March, I had the fortunate experience of launching with the Fain Signature Group, Prescott Valley's new voice. SignalsAZ.com, which is a Talking Glass media publication. We're centric to Prescott Valley, but we're covering the whole region. Obviously, Prescott's a big part of that.
Sure.
And we just thought it was time that Prescott Valley had its own voice. Recently, as you know, there's been a lot of growth. We got some new apartments coming in, the Homestead Talking Glass apartments right in downtown. People can live, work, play right down there. We got a lot of great new games coming and events coming to Prescott Valley Event Center with Spectrum Management that's now running. That's a part of the NBC Universal Network. It's a national network and pipeline of events and venues. So between the growth and all the great things that are going on, the new businesses coming into Prescott Valley, which decided the Fains and we decided it was time to give Prescott Valley a new voice, and they've given me a lot of latitude and help in getting that to become a reality.
Wonderful. And so when you say new voice, our listeners, for some of them that may not understand, they can find you online.
Correct. It's 100% digital publication, signalsaz.com. And so we cover everything from events, entertainment, news, sports, opinion. We have a number of columnists already online. As I mentioned, we just started in March, or we're going to be surpassing the 100,000 page view mark this month, and we expect that to grow exponentially, so we're very happy. We already have a number of advertisers online and certainly looking for more. But, no, we're real pleased. I think we're finding a niche because we're very focused on staying positive and maybe have taken a little criticism for that. But the reality is my metrics tell me that people want to hear about good stuff.
Absolutely. We don't want to hear about the fake news anymore.
Whatever it is,
you know,
whatever it's fake
or whatever, bad. Whatever all that is.
It is good to focus on
the news, on the good stuff.
There's just so many, you know, I like to say everything's a story. Mm-hmm. And there are so many good stories to tell, whether that's how a business is solving a problem or, you know, how the police train or how the – I just finished Fire Ops 101 with CAFMA. Scott Freitag invited me for the media to come check out how do firefighters and EMTs and paramedics, what do they do? That's such a great story that you hear about the mayhem, and they do a great job, you know, putting out fires or catching bad guys. But the reality is what's the story behind the people? What's the story behind the businesses? Why are we growing? So these are the kinds of things we like to really focus on at Signals AZ. And we're very event-centric as well. You'll notice on our homepage online that it's about events. We have one of the most robust events calendars in the region online. We publish events from Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino, all over the place. So we're super excited to be here. I'm super honored to work with a great organization like the Fanes. The family's been here since 1874, so they really care about the community and giving back to the community. In fact, on Tuesday, July 31st, there's a big announcement at the Boys and Girls Club about giving back that involves the Fane Group. The Phoenix Suns is another great partner in the community, and the NAS mm-hmm. Suns. So we got some good news coming out here, as always, in Prescott Valley.
And when is that?
That's July 31st. That's okay. A VIP event, and so we're going to have some guest speakers speaking to some of the partners that help bring some of these good things that we're going to be talking about on the 31st to fruition. So it's pretty exciting.
Anything else that you can talk about to share?
Well,
any breaking news that we can have right now?
Yeah,
talking about that earlier.
Just the most exciting thing is this is perfect timing for Signals AZ in that it's Prescott Valley's 40th anniversary the date of incorporation. Mm-hmm. It starts in August. So our official launch for Signals AZ is really going to be July 31st, although we're already online since March 1st. So we'll be really celebrating Prescott Valley's birthday, honoring the people that made that happen. One of those people, obviously, is Bill Fane, who seeded Prescott Valley back in the 1960s. There's some amazing history, some amazing ranching history of Prescott Valley. It's pretty kind of overwhelming if you start talking to people who have been here for a while or mm-hmm. talk to people over at the Fane Signature Group of where we've come from in one man's lifetime, mm-hmm. which if you really think about it, it's amazing how one gentleman decided, had a vision and said, we're going to do this. And in his own lifetime, that town's population surpassed the partner town, Prescott, in one lifetime. So it's time that the Prescott Valley had its own voice, and that's what SignalsAZ.com is all about.
Wonderful. So if guests wanted to, our listeners wanted to learn more about you, they would go to?
SignalsAZ.com online, and you can submit events, submit a story. We've made it super easy for the people to contribute to The Voice.
Before we go, we have just a few more minutes. I just want to ask, what's the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Being involved in the community. I decided that, you know, when I moved up here in 04, I wanted to be involved in the community, and I, you know, be careful what you wish for, and I'm highly involved now, and it's an honor to do so. So I'm real lucky.
Well, we're glad to have you back at the Prescott Chamber. We really appreciate it.
Love it.
Yeah, and looking forward to working with you.
I appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind our listeners that there's a lot going on in Prescott, but one thing that's kind of special that I wanted to highlight is our shootout on Whiskey Row. It's a day of cowboy downtown Prescott, and that's July 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and some of that's going to happen right alongside the chamber.
Yeah,
so
it's a super show. They put on reenactments, and it's like you're in the Wild West.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So come on down.
Yeah, so come check that out and enjoy those monsoons. I think we're going to. Yes, it's been very helpful. We're very happy for that. And we want to thank all of our guests today and thank all of you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.